The recent killing of two Denali National Park wolves has increased calls for protection of the animals on state land adjacent to the park where hunting and trapping are legal. The animals were shot in the Stampede area near Healy. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Denali Citizens Council and other groups are supporting a request by Anchorage biologist and conservationist Rick Steiner, seeking emergency closure of wolf hunting on state lands in the Stampede area northeast of the park. That's where two animals from Denali's East Fork Pack were recently shot. Wolf hunting is currently scheduled to close there May 31st. Steiner says the latest killings have further diminished the popularly viewed wolf pack.
These are million-dollar animals. Are worth far more alive to park visitors than they are dead to a trapper or a hunter.
Wolf viewing has declined in Denali National Park as overall wolf numbers have dropped, reaching a record low of 48 this spring, a decline most recently contributed to by the killing of the two East Fork Pack wolves. Chief park biologist Steve Arthur says one was a young male, the other a pregnant female.
That, of course, is a little bit more of a concern to us because pregnant females are an important part of the population here, and we hate to lose even one of those.
Arthur says the park supports reinstatement of a no-kill buffer zone on state land adjacent to the park as a way to help rebound Denali wolves, but stresses that human harvest is just one contributor to their decline.
A number of lines of evidence kind of suggest that prey abundance is part of the picture here.
Arthur also cites low snow winters that make it tougher for wolves to catch moose and caribou. Steiner contests the significance of that, but adds natural factors are a part of the decline that can't be changed.
But what we can change is human hunting and trapping of park wolves.
In March, the Alaska Board of Game turned down an emergency petition calling for reinstatement of a wolf buffer along the park's northeastern edge, a protective zone the board scrapped in 2010. The panel maintained the current situation is not an emergency, and acting director of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Division of Wildlife Conservation, Bruce Dale, says the latest wolf killings don't change that.
Even with the additional two wolves, wolves that primarily inhabit Denali Park are lightly harvested. It's almost entirely an allocation between people that want to view wolves in the park and people that want to harvest wolves outside the park. And allocation issues are the purview of the Board of Game, and the Board of Game has considered this.
The Board of Game is nearing the end of a self-imposed six-year moratorium on considering Denali wolf proposals. Buffer advocates have only been able to submit emergency petitions since the moratorium began in 2010. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.